Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stork. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like one minute you're on Cloud 9, the next you're down in the dumps, all without much warning. Yeah, I get it. Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes those ups and downs feel more like loops the loops. But here's the thing. You don't have to be a passenger on this emotional ride. You can be the driver. That's what we're diving into today, mastering your emotions, becoming that cool, calm, collective version of yourself, even when life throws its curveballs. Because let's face it, emotional intelligence is the superpower we all need in this crazy world. Now, before you think this is some Zen master mumbo jumbo, hear me out. We're not talking about suppressing your feelings or becoming emotionless robots. This is about understanding them, acknowledging them, and ultimately choosing how to respond instead of just reacting. It's about finding the sweet spot where you can feel everything deeply but don't let it control your actions or your happiness. So, buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up your emotional game. 1. Awareness is key. Think of your emotions like weather patterns that change, sometimes quickly, sometimes gradually. The first step to becoming an emotion mastery ninja is simply paying attention. Notice those feelings as they arise. What triggers them? How do they manifest in your body? Don't judge them, just observe. It's like learning a new language. The more you practice, the better you understand it. 2. Reframe your thoughts. Ever notice how negative thoughts can spiral out of control? One bad day, one criticism, and suddenly you're convinced the world is against you. But here's the truth. Our thoughts are not facts, they're interpretations. So, challenge those negative narratives. Ask yourself, is this thought really true, or what evidence supports this? Reframing of thinking can shift your entire emotional landscape. 3. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop, although that's pretty cool too. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment. It's about savoring that delicious cup of coffee, noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin, or simply focusing on your breath. By grounding yourself in the here and now, you can break free from those emotional loops of worry or rumination. 4. Cultivate self-compassion. Let's be real. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes feel like complete failures. The key is to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, just as we would a good friend going through a tough time. Forgive yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. You're human, not a superhero. 5. Find your outlets. We all need healthy ways to express and process our emotions. Maybe it's journaling, painting, hitting the gym, spending time in nature, or simply talking to someone you trust. Discover what works for you and make time for those activities that nourish your soul. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and your boss just gave you some unexpected criticism. Your stomach drops, your heart starts racing, and you feel that familiar urge to get defensive or even lash out. But instead of reacting impulsively, remember what we talked about. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings. Okay, I'm feeling frustrated right now. Then, try to reframe the situation. Maybe this criticism is an opportunity for growth, or perhaps your boss just needs clarification on something. By pausing, acknowledging, and reframing, you've turned that potentially explosive situation into a chance for learning and improvement. That's emotional mastery in action. Remember, becoming emotionally intelligent isn't a destination, it's a journey. There will be bumps along the road, but by practicing these tips, you can navigate them with grace, wisdom, and even a bit of humor. So go out there, embrace those emotions, and become the best version of yourself. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family, help them level up their emotional game too. And as always, keep checking back for more insightful and inspiring conversations right here on The Balanced Stoic. Until next time, stay balanced.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.